Marking the International Roma Day on Monday, Amnesty International has just launched a Europe-wide campaign entitled Human Rights Here, Roma Rights Now. It aims to end persisting discrimination and segregation that an estimated 6 million Roma face in many European countries, including the Czech Republic. Mark Martin, the head of Amnesty International's Czech branch, explains what the campaign hopes to achieve.
We are looking to eliminate all forms of systematized discrimination against the Roma minority as far as we can. In particular, we are looking to eliminate the discrimination against Roma children and their right to equal access to quality education. We are looking to end unfair and illegal forced eviction practices, and we are looking to eliminate racially motivated, ethnically motivated violence throughout Europe.
How does Amnesty International want to achieve these goals? Some steps were mentioned, including pressure or campaigning the European Parliament and the European Commission. Do you think this has a potential of achieving some kind of breakthrough on these issues?
We will be looking at a variety of different techniques and trying to push this agenda forward. We are very obviously aware that this is not a short-term project, and so we will be focusing on these issues for a long time to come, I think. Some of the specific things that we will be doing in terms of activism are including supporting the International Roma Day, which is going on today, creating some different happenings and activities, particularly the type that will be going now on in front of the European Parliament today. We will be following up on our previous work in the area of education with ongoing participation in the Ministry of Education's ongoing forum with regard to equal rights to education. And we will be working with other government and local organizations to ensure as best we can that the rights of people with regard to their housing are respected as well, in even in difficult situations around the country.
The head of the Czech Agency for Social Inclusion recently said the number of what he calls ghettos, or the socially excluded areas that are inhabited mostly, or in many cases predominantly by Romanis, is on the rise. Over the last few years, the number of such areas and localities has risen from over 300 to over 400 now. What do you think are the biggest weaknesses of the government's policy in this respect?
What we are most interested in is making sure that the rights of the people who are living in these places are respected, first off, right? Just to make sure that in the event that they are already living there, that they are not having their normal human rights abused by either local municipalities or by extremist groups who are interested in harming them in any way. So the basic human rights to life, education, the right to work, and so forth need to be respected. And then clearly we are most interested in having the government work to reduce the level of segregation of these groups so that they become a more integral and integrated part of the mainstream society, because to a large extent, excluding them in these localities has a very negative and marginalizing effect on the people who are living there.
I was talking there to Mark Martin from the Czech branch of Amnesty International about their new campaign aimed at eliminating anti-Roma discrimination in Europe.